We like to do things by the numbers. We're all about commerce and community. Welcome to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Now for the host that's always on The Upswing, Jeff Sherman.
Now, to business, gentlemen.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. The business of sports today on the Wednesday show. Mark Cass from Team Lammy joins us. We'll look into the hyper-local impact of the Brewers playoffs with owners of two establishments in the area. We'll talk shuttles, we'll talk game day parties and more. The business of baseball definitely extends beyond the ballpark. For sure, Mark, you were at the game last night. What are your general impressions?
I'm still kind of depressed, aren't you, after that fifth inning? And I can cover first base. Can't you cover first base?
I know.
Very depressing, but you know what? It's the first game. They could still win, too. You know, it's just the history that kind of upsets you a little bit here. You want to see them advance. This is a great year. Great team, an underdog team. You want them to succeed. They're all good guys. But that was depressing last night. There was no energy there. I mean, Jeff, after fifth inning, everyone was sitting on their hands. There was nothing.
Yeah, I was in an event downtown, and everyone was monitoring the score. And then after the fifth inning, everyone was like, oh, let's go to the reception.
You could have, like, gone home by that point. It's like, gone. Nothing.
All right, we will talk to the owner of Magoo's on the Mound. We'll talk to the owner of the Milwaukee Brat House, Herd Hospitality, Jack's American Pub, and Worst MKE, two establishments on Brady Street that are doing big shuttle business. And at the end of the show, I think Mark has some big news about the Brewers' 1982 movie. It might just be coming to another theater near you. As we do each and every morning on The Upswing, let's go to Up.
Now is time for the
1, 2, 2, 2, 2
Up on The Upswing.
Hello, Ollie. Indeed, saw this in the National Milwaukee Business Journal. Some of the big lot stores in Wisconsin that are closing are getting a new life as a rival discount retailer takes over. As part of the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy process, it's auctioned off nearly 300 of its closed stores around the country. The first 21 of those stores were auctioned off last week for nearly $2 million, with discount rival Ollie's Bargain Outlet picking up seven locations for $560,000. These include four stores in Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Mount Pleasant, and West Bend. Ollie's currently operates only one store in Kenosha. Big Lot sales fell 13% to $4.7 billion last year. Ollie's, on the other hand, rose 15% to $2.1 billion. These Big Lot warehouse stores, they don't do online sales, so it's all kind of go in and get the cheapest price. So it'll be interesting to see how Ollie's takes over for some of the Big Lots around the state. And this, Mark Cass, I saw yesterday on Elon Musk's X account. He tweeted this, and I quote, "Almost all vehicles will be purely electric long term. Combustion cars will be a niche like horses."
Long term. So what does that mean, Jeff? Is that next year? Is that 20 years?
50 years from now?
Is that 100 years after you and I are long gone?
I don't know.
I remember this. I was saying to you before, like three or 5 years ago, people were saying it's going to happen. We're all going to have e-cars in the next 3 to 5 years. There are some.
Yes.
But there's nowhere what you thought it was going to be. And we're not doing I remember growing up, we're going to be by this time. We're going to be flying everywhere. Kind of like
that's
Jetsons.
Right.
We're going to be like kind of flying everywhere. That would be cool, but not yet.
Well, the good thing is Quick Trip is rolling out a new electric vehicle charging program at select stores across the Midwest. The Quick Charge program is going to provide direct current fast chargers at select locations that no matter if you have a Tesla or another vehicle like mine, they will support both models. Quick Trip is also releasing a standalone app that will allow guests to view charger availability, pricing, and where chargers are located along their route. In May, Quick Trip received $23.2 million in federal funds through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to support Wisconsin's first efforts to build a statewide charging network. So, Quick Trip, Elon,
it's another reason to go to Quick Trip, right?
Let's go.
Go to Quick Trip to get your food, to get your gas, and apparently charge your car. I love it.
Exactly what the CEO of Quick Trip said. At Quick Trip, our goal is to take care of all of our guests. We're pleased to offer the Quick Charge program so our guests...
Donuts and electricity.
Exactly, and they want them to have the ability to take care of all the quality offerings inside the stores. Charge your car and grab, I like the egg rolls at Quick Trip, so I'm all in
on that.
A
Slurpee?
All right.
Come on.
When we come back, the business of baseball and the business of shuttles. How much does playoff parking cost at American Family Field? We'll let you know. And Mark Zerath, the owner of Magoo's on the Mound, talks about his shuttle business and what Blue Mound Road is looking like as we prepare for Game 2 tonight. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass from Team Lammy. It's the business of sports today. If you're going to the Brewers game, parking is a little bit more expensive in the postseason. Preferred is $45 compared to $35 during the season. General is up to $35, up from the regular $25. But I've heard the process is really easy getting in. The app's working really well.
Yeah, I was surprised how easy it was to get in last night, because normally for a playoff game, there's a huge line to get in, and you got to get out there early. Got to wait either on the freeway or at the top of the hill off Blue Mound. Last night, we drove right in. We drove right into the parking lot. We parked in the preferred area. I hit the app. I hit my kind of hit the button.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. I walked away. I didn't get towed, and I didn't get a ticket.
All right.
So life was good. It would have sucked if I seen a Brewers loss and I got a ticket. I'm just saying. I'd have been calling Rick and saying, "Hey, what the heck's going on here?" But it's a really easy process.
Yeah.
I was impressed because, I mean, as I've said, other times you have a game at that time of day. Think about that. That's right in the heart of rush hour.
Yeah.
It should have been a mess out there. It was not. It was easy to drive in.
Good. It's good to see the technology's working, especially a lot of new people at the playoffs, too. So a lot of first-timers.
Just the whole atmosphere is great. People are getting out there early. People having fun. So easy to get in. I mean, what do people complain about, right?
Yeah.
Long lines to get in. So this was not the case yesterday.
Yes. Well, one thing you can do to avoid the long lines is take a shuttle. A lot of bars and restaurants across the area offer shuttle services. Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound, right there on 58th and Blue Mound Road, blocks from the ballpark. Him and his team also own Von Trier on the east side of Milwaukee, the Red Mill Inn and Pizza, and Ella's Public House. Mark, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Of course. So how is your team at all your locations preparing for the increased crowds during the playoff games?
Well, of our locations, really the Blue Mound Road one's only the only one that's affected by the Brewers. But we are definitely on full staff. We are ramped up and ready to go. All hands on deck, as they say. Everyone who's available to work is on the schedule.
That's good. How was night one inside the location yesterday?
It was good. I mean, kind of an odd start time, right?
With the 4:30
start time, it made it a little bit. I mean, no complaints. We were very busy, but definitely anticipating with the 6:30 start tonight being even a little busier.
How much more is it than a regular game during the regular season? I mean, is there more atmosphere? Is there more people coming early? How does it impact the business?
Yes, people are definitely coming earlier. Crowds are definitely a little bigger, and you can feel the electricity, so to speak. People are amped up and ready to go. Everyone, the anticipation with everyone is, you know, they're just, it's like, all right, let's get this going. Let's get going here. Let's see what happens.
Right.
So,
and you're already known for a Brewers bar. I mean, right? You're right there on the strip. But what are some of the special game day food and drink promotions? And what else does your team do to really kind of create that vibrant game day atmosphere?
Yeah, we've always got food and drink specials. We try and do something that's, you know, kind of considered, you know, a game day food special, whether it's like our sausage of the week or something like that. Try and do something that's, you know, more like a tailgate themed type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always, you know, trying to get the crowd hyped up, whether it's, you know, the music, getting them going with some music. We've always got a pregame show on the TVs. So it's just a general atmosphere, trying to get everyone going and pumped up.
How early are they there? How early do they show up for a 4:30 game? Were they there at 9 a.m.? Were they there at 10? Like, I know Jeff wanted to get there at 10. So
that's right.
Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. yesterday they were showing up early. We were parking cars by 12:30.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's full commitment, Jeff. That's getting into the game all day. I like that.
Yeah. And Mark Zira,
it's nice to see the people come early, because then we can start our shuttles early. And you know, as you guys had mentioned, the new parking system, now that they got the bugs worked out of that, it also really helps with the shuttle.
Oh, interesting.
Because now the shuttles aren't backed up at the top of the hill either.
Yep.
It's a much easier in and out for the shuttles, so it makes the process much better for all the shuttle customers on Blue Mound Road.
Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound. It's just blocks away from the ballpark. He also owns Von Trier on the east side. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the construction on the east side and how it's impacting Von Trier, but I also want to dive in a little deeper into the shuttle business at Magoo's. This is The Upswing, the business of sports. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass from Team Lammy, the business of sports on this beautiful Wednesday. Mark Zerath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound. So, Mark, how long has it been? This location used to be Steve's, correct?
Yes.
How many?
Steve's on Blue Mound.
Steve's on Blue Mound, kind of an icon for years. How was it converting?
Yes.
I mean, did you do a lot of changes inside the bar when you purchased it?
Yeah, there was some change, and it was particularly with the kitchen operations. Steve's on Blue Mound never really operated a full long-term kitchen. Their hours were real sporadic, and they leased it out sometimes. So us bringing in a full, remodeling the kitchen and bringing in a full kitchen staff to offer a full menu was the biggest change that we did.
Yeah, and now you're able to, you know, run it like a full-time restaurant and bar and take advantage of all the game days, but non-game days too, and that's got to be important for the business.
Correct. Having that full-time kitchen has really made a difference.
So how important has the shuttle business been for you? I mean, is that a major driver for fans coming in? I mean, it's truly convenient, as we said at the opening of the show, but how important is it to your business?
It's very important. I mean, it is a big driver for business on game days, and not just us, all up and down Blue Mound Road. I mean, collectively, and I got to believe it's very important to the Brewers organization as well. Collectively, Blue Mound Road, just the Blue Mound Road side, I mean, we shuttle thousands and thousands of people a season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we shuttled over 250 yesterday alone. So. Just,
wow. And is it more for the playoff games? Is it less for playoff games? Is it more during the, I mean, kind of when is your peak times?
Yeah, it builds throughout the season. Okay. Obviously, with the Brewers being so relevant this year, it just keeps building toward the end of the season. And yes, we're busier. You know, we'll shuttle more today probably than any other game of the season.
Wow, interesting.
And do you do a similar process as a lot of establishments? Once you're there, you tell patrons you can leave at the end of the seventh or at the end of the game. Do you offer those two options?
Yes. So we start the shuttles an hour and a half before game time. With the playoffs now, we'll start 2 hours before game time, and we keep running until the last person wants to go down. And then on the way back, we do start at the middle of the seventh inning. But at any time, if someone wants to come back, they can just call the bar and we'll come down and get them, because, I mean, we're only a mile away. So
yeah.
And we just we make those return runs until everyone is back.
How long does that take? I mean, an hour after the game, 2 hours, 4 hours? How long are people there?
No, generally well within an hour after the game, we've got everyone back.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. It's almost like a personal Uber service. You know, you're committed to your bar and establishment, and you're committed to the patron. That's great.
Have a drink when you get back. It's all good, Jeff.
Yes.
Right. It's convenient, for sure.
So you also own the kind of the historic, iconic Von Trier on Milwaukee's east side. A lot of construction. I had Alderman Jonathan Brostoff in about a week and a half ago talking about the construction on East North Avenue. A lot of great changes coming there. But what has the impact been on your business with that construction?
It has definitely had an impact. But we do understand it is, you know, important for our future, for the growth of the East Side and that whole North Avenue corridor. So, I mean, at some point we got to bite the bullet. But it definitely has had an impact to the point where we did modify our hours a little bit, opening up a little later, sometimes closing a little earlier, have removed Tuesdays from our schedule. Mondays, we were always closed on Mondays, but now we also closed on Tuesdays. So,
Kind of, would you expect that to change after the construction is through?
Absolutely. After the construction's through, by then we're right in the heart of our busy season and the fish fry season, and we will definitely go back to our full schedule.
And then you'll bring back, I know the fish fry is back at Von Trier, and then you'll bring back all the holiday and Christmas ornaments and the popcorn?
Absolutely. The popcorn is back.
All right. Popcorn,
post-COVID, the popcorn came back about a month ago.
I love that. Everybody's got a Von Trier story, Jeff, right? Yeah, we all been to Von Trier's. We all have a Von Trier story, I'm sure.
Yes.
I want to hear Jeff's.
Yes. A lot of time there when I worked in county government. That was our place to have some heated policy
to
discussions.
Unwind?
We had a lot of fun there, Mark.
It's a great icon.
Mark Zierath is the owner of Magoo's on the Mound, Von Trier, and other establishments taking care of business during the Brewers playoffs. Mark, I appreciate your time today.
I appreciate you guys as well. Thanks for having me.
Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, bringing you into game two of the playoffs. But first, a little coffee this morning. I stopped at the Colectivo in Shorewood. I did a cafe au lait. I actually saw a lot of people, spent some time sitting down, got to catch up with Matt Wessel from Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Heard about some new things that
they
have going on.
Food. That's a great. He and Katie do such a great job.
They really do. Yeah.
He used to sing for the Bucks. Did you know that?
He did. National anthem.
And he worked for
the Bucks.
He would sing the national anthem. How cool is that?
Yes. And so that's the, you know, no matter how much my coffee was, I got some good connections this morning. But the cafe au lait, a small $3.40. Add the 22-cent tax, $3.62. Producer Jaslyn, you again, you're just going all out with your coffee
this morning. I'm not happy about it, okay?
Uh-oh.
But
there's a story here, I can tell.
Here it comes.
Okay, it's October, right? What do you think of when you think of October?
Spice, right? Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, pumpkin spice. I went to the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks, which cost me $6.12.
Ouch!
I'm not happy about it. It was delicious. And they get you with free samples, because that's what they did when I was in college. The Starbucks in our student union, they gave out free samples. I was done. And it was delicious.
$6.12.
What size? Is that the 12
ounce? It was the 12 ounce.
The 12 ounce is $6?
$6 for the sample, did he say? No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I missed my $2.90 coffees.
Happy fall, indeed. So, Mark, at the game last night, you could at least see on TV a lot of the OMGs, a lot of Mets fans in the crowd.
Yes.
What was your impression of the people that were traveling?
There were a lot of Mets fans there, more than I expected, because if you look at the circumstances of it, you know, not knowing until Monday night if the Brewers are going to be here, flying here, some of them drove in. I was impressed. There were a lot of Mets. We sit on the third base side, kind of right near home plate, near us. We had the families by us. But then when you went kind of right up the line there, you had a lot of Mets fans behind the dugout. And the guys in front of us actually said for the four seats, which were, you know, 12 rows behind home plate, they paid $100 a ticket online.
Okay.
You know, you could have bought those tickets as a season ticket holder for $105. So they got a pretty good deal compared to what you got. So I think there's just not a great demand yet.
Yeah.
There's a, I think, people are skeptical because of what's happened over the past few seasons. I think if they win tonight, you're going to have a huge crowd there tomorrow night. And if they advance, you're going to start to see, you know, really high demand.
Yeah.
But right now, I think there's still skepticism because of what's happened.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the secondhand sites, the StubHubs of the world. Tomorrow's game is actually going up up in price because there is that anticipation.
Yeah.
They're going to win tonight. And then we need to be at game three.
Winner all game three. Everything's on the line. That's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. We want that to happen. It's great for the city and great for the team. I mean, I know the Brewers wanted to win last night. No doubt about it. Everybody there. But to get three home games, again, not a horrible thing for the team.
Yeah. I mean, just since we like to look at direct prices, $20 before all the StubHub fees to sit in section 415. If you want to sit in the 100 level, via StubHub, third base side, there are some listed in row 12 for as low as $45.
Yeah.
And again, the fees on top of that, you never quite know with StubHub.
Just,
so go gently there. But you can go to Brewers.com, row 16, seats 5 through 9 in the upper deck, only $40. And you want to get super close, row 5, $150. So there's still some really,
really
good
reasonable prices. Good round, good opponent. I expect the Brewers to win tonight. I'm going to say it right here on the air. I expect a third game tomorrow. I expect a great atmosphere out there. It was fun. I would say for the first half of that game last night, it was fun. The Mets fans were fun. They were interactive. We were really having a good time. After the fifth inning, we all kind of sat and just kind of watched. It was not as fun, but I'm impressed with Mets fans. They travel well. They're very respectful. They didn't get that New York attitude I kind of expected. But they do love their team. There's no doubt about it.
And they're probably used to paying a little bit more for hotel nights.
I wouldn't say a little bit more. I'd say a lot of bit more for a price of ticket. I mean, basically, he told us, the guy in front of us said, for $100, I can't even enter to see the Mets play in New York. I'd be sitting in the parking lot, but here I am sitting in the 12th row here.
I was impressed there was even Mets fans to begin with. Without short notice, they figured out what game they were going to.
I don't think they knew where they were. They just said, we're watching the Mets. Wherever they're going, they're going.
Yeah.
They have very loyal fans, no doubt.
And if you're looking on Expedia for hotel prices a couple of days ago, they really ranged anywhere from $150 to $300.
Yep.
So you can still stay in Milwaukee for a pretty affordable price.
You know, pretty good flights still. There are a few nonstops that are coming from New York to Milwaukee. But hotels, you're right. You got a good option of things. You can stay in the airport. You can stay out in West Dallas, because you can stay around the RC. I mean, I saw this morning, just walking around, I saw Mets fans on my way over this morning.
Yeah.
So they're clearly here, which is good for the city. Remember, we got to look at this from a wider lens, Jeff.
Yeah.
Economic impact, even from the first round, is about $3 million per game. So that impact, whether it's restaurants, whether it's hotels, whether it's bars, this is important for the city. It's important to advance.
Yeah.
But let's not forget right now what the impact is.
And I think it's also really good to remember that an increasing price in the hotel night stay is a good thing,
right? 100%.
Because it helps us attract additional corporate business.
Corporate business, it also looks like when you're traveling and, you know, all of us know kind of what all of us want to spend. You see a hotel for $129, you go, okay, maybe I don't want to stay there.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of figuring that out. I think it's good good for the image of the city. We got some great hotels in the heart of Milwaukee. To see that price go up is good for them. It's good for the city. It's good for our convention business, our tourism business. I think we saw that during the RNC. Let's hope that's kind of more long-term now.
Yeah. The great thing is prices may rise, but there's still some really good deals to be
deals.
Had.
There's
and there always is
and
if you're
some great
a savvy
hotels.
Shopper.
Think about the St. Kate and what that's added to our market.
Yeah.
The fun of that hotel, you know, non-flagged hotel right in the heart of the city. That is one of the hottest spots in the city.
Even looking at if you're booking tonight, you can still get into the Pfister for like $339 for a room night. So for last minute
and
Mets
your favorite
fans,
ghosts, right?
I'm sure
that you can room with your favorite ghost. It's all good.
Indeed. All right. When we come back, Ryan Cook, the director of operations at Herd Hospitality, joins. We'll talk about the changing bar business in Greater Milwaukee and what strategies they deploy to tackle additional Brewers baseball traffic. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. The WTMJ Fall 2024 fan survey is open. Takes less than 10 minutes to complete. We want your feedback. All you have to do, just text the word survey to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. A survey link will be texted back to you as a thank you for your participation. after you do the survey, you're going to be entered to win two Milwaukee Bucks tickets for the 2024-25 regular season and an overnight stay at the Pfister Hotel right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Survey to 855-616-1620. Ryan Cook joins us. He is the director of operations at Herd Hospitality. Herd owns Milwaukee Broad House in Shorewood and right here in downtown Milwaukee, Jack's American Pub and Worst Bar on Brady Street. So you kind of get those three different communities to shuttle people to the game. How was last night's experience leaving from each one of the locations? I saw one of the Broad House shuttles heading out of downtown. There was a huge crowd there for sure.
It was great. The vibes are great. There's nothing like postseason baseball.
Yeah. So,
crowd's getting excited.
Good. So how important has the shuttle business been to all your locations in order to drive additional revenue for you?
It's been crucial on Brewer games. I remember way back when, before we started doing the shuttles and before it became more of a thing for bars and taverns to do, Brewer games could be kind of a ghost town because all the guests are going over to the game.
Yeah. And now it almost seems like an expectation that bars and restaurants need to have shuttle service because fans are demanding it. It just makes it so much easier to get in and out of the ballpark.
Right. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about, you know, having a designated driver. We'll take care of that for you.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, kind of why did you start it on Brady? It seems like, you know, I mean, it's obviously natural near the ballpark.
Right.
But Brady, not as natural because you're a little bit further away. Kind of why there and how successful has it been?
It's been really good for us. Well, you know, once you own the shuttles, you want to keep them moving as much as possible. So we brought it over to Brady because we already had a fleet for the downtown Brat House. Brady Street creates a whole bunch of different logistical challenges. I mean, driving down there in just a car is a little tough. So just getting the buses to have the space to pull up and grab guests can be challenging.
How successful has it been, though, on Brady?
Very, very successful. We've expanded it to like some Bucks games as well. Okay. And it's been very successful at our Shorewood location as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, kind of moving it north, the North Shore location in Shorewood seems to always be busy for any event. But I drove past yesterday and, you know, it was packed post game with the shuttles dropping off people.
Right. I mean, we have, like you said, we have the four bars in downtown. And then I think our fleet is now up to 13 buses at this point. And just keeping those all on the road and keeping up maintenance, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
How many people did you move yesterday about?
I haven't gotten the text back on that, but it's going to be higher.
Okay.
Because a deep playoff run, excitement grows, but people seem hungry for this. It's already
excellent. Cool. That's great.
And every bar does it a little differently. How does the Broad House do it in terms of paying for the shuttle and guaranteeing you can get on and off?
It is a complimentary shuttle. So if you come in, you buy a drink at a bar, our bartenders or servers will give you a wristband.
Okay.
And then that just shows that, hey, this person's on our bus. We'll take anyone back to the bar after the game, but we'll give priority to people with our wristbands.
Okay.
Globally, Ryan, how's the bar industry in Greater Milwaukee changed over the last few years?
It's interesting because it's changing beyond the fads of what people are drinking. I remember when I first started, in the bar industry, craft beer was huge. And then it kind of started to settle down. And then recently, seltzers were huge. And now it just seems the big shift is the generation kind of coming up behind me.
Mm-hmm.
The people come in early 20s right now don't seem to be drinking as much.
Yeah. Interesting.
And they don't seem as price sensitive on what they drink.
Okay. Mm. So what are they drinking?
Yeah.
High Noon is super popular now.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. And it's not the cheapest seltzer out there.
Okay.
So they're
going for a little bit more quality maybe. What about the NAs? Do you have NAs on tap? Are you seeing more demand there?
Yeah, a ton more demand. We just got done with Harvest Fair because Worst Bar has a permanent stand on the state fairgrounds, and I was shocked at how many people were looking for NAs at State Fair and Harvest Fair.
That's good. It's good to hear. So finally, Ryan Cook is the director of operations at Herd Hospitality. If you're at the Milwaukee Broad House, either in Shorewood or downtown here, you get kind of those two 10-ounce beers when you order. What's that all about?
Well, okay, so that's the big question at Brat House. So our original owner, one of the owner's older brother, he passed away in 2008, and he was a Marine. And when him and his buddy would come back into the States, they would go to McSorley's in New York, which is one of the oldest pubs in the country. And if you go there, you get a choice of a light or a dark beer. They serve them in those exact same mugs. So he just brought that to Milwaukee when they decided to open
what
up the
bar. What a cool tradition.
Yeah. That's cheers. Cool. You get that. It feels like two for one. Also,
right. Right.
I mean, who is it? I mean, having one beer in each hand is not a bad thing, is it, Jeff?
That's right. Good thing. All right. Ryan Cook, Director of Operations at Herd Hospitality. Appreciate your time this morning. Go Brewers. All the best for the rest of the playoff run.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports with Mark Cass from Team Lammy. Playoff baseball impacting much, much more than just out at the ballpark. Just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Mark, you got some big news.
I keep talking about this because it's just amazing. So this film has gotten so much reaction, Jeff, from around the country. But here locally, now we're expanding it into five more theaters this weekend throughout the state of Wisconsin. And that's in Burlington and Hartford, really throughout the state. You're going to hear some more announcements actually next week. It's going to be in 19 theaters this weekend, which is the most yet. So in its fourth week, it's still going strong. It's over $180,000 already in revenue.
Wow.
I mean, they expected it, again, at the beginning, kind of like a week or two. Now it's going to go at least 4 weeks, probably 5 or 6 weeks at least. They're working on a streaming plan because there's been a lot of interest nationally. There's just so much love for that team. It's a great movie. Hopefully you've seen it yet. If not, you got to get out and see it. It's gotten virtually great reviews from everybody. And and seeing it last night, seeing the excitement out there last night at the beginning of that game, Jim Gattner, who threw out the first pitch last night, there's still a love for that team.
Yeah.
And let's hope this is the year. You know, we can say 82 and 2024. How about that for actually World Series teams?
Yes,
we got to win tonight first.
That's right. That's right. Well, and it's great to have it out there because you have that. You know how a community comes together when a team wins.
Think about
and it happened here not that long ago.
No, it didn't. Think about what our city would look like, what it would feel like, and the energy if the Brewers were in the World Series again. Even if they get to the NLCS, that would be great. World Series would be phenomenal. First time in 40 years. And the same year kind of the movie came out, that would be phenomenal. What a great story that would be.
All right. Tomorrow, the future of almost everything. We are going to hit more economic impact. Josh Albrecht from Visit Milwaukee will join Milwaukee ranking high on another national survey.
Playoffs?
Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental.
These are your business headlines from the Milwaukee Business Journal.
Quick Trip plans this month to roll out the first of its 24 electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin. A total of 4 locations in the state will feature the charging stations this year, with the majority coming online in 2025. A surge in meetings and convention business pushes the Wisconsin Center District's overall revenue to $54.7 million. That is almost $3 million more than was budgeted for 2024. The district hosted 150 meeting and convention events this year after planning for 128. Northwestern Mutual expects to deliver $8.2 billion in dividends to its policyholders next year, another company record. The 2025 dividend is anticipated to surpass last year's payout of $7.3 billion and is up from $6.8 billion in 2023. I'm Linda Spice with MilwaukeeBusinessJournal.com on News Radio WTMJ.